This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think this has become my most favorite time of the show.
Oh my gosh, how cute.
News.
No!
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Do you guys ever think, like, people might be in their cars singing along to that?
I hope so.
I also do, yeah.
You think?
I haven't thought that, but I know.
Yeah. I don't think they are. I just don't.
Please text in if you do.
Yeah, text in to 51059 if you're singing along.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. A very special day.
I'm not going to get used to it. I think the reason this was my favorite part of the show was because it was just before someone says program. And then it's like a minute in, I all of a sudden hate it. Okay, but go ahead.
All we want is one. Okay. Today, very special day in history, as it was in 1965 that Kellogg's introduced a new pastry. Called the Pop-Tart.
Shut up!
Mm-hmm. And here we are.
1965.
1965.
No.
What was it? Oh, 85.
Yeah.
1985. Mm-hmm. That was Bowling for Soup.
Now they've expanded lots of different flavors. The best still, cinnamon brown sugar with cherry coming in at number two.
Cherry is not number two.
I agree.
Strawberry is number two.
Everyone says strawberry. It's actually cherry.
It's cherry.
Cherry, I'm sorry. Nothing is good.
I'm sorry. It's actually cherry.
No, I'm sorry.
News, cherry.
No, it's not because you people like cough syrup then, don't you?
No.
Cherry, anything makes... Yeah,
I'll do a good cough syrup.
No.
Because it's like grape things and cherry things make me feel
they're
like
they're very artificial.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a real... Have you ever had a cherry tea hack?
In a pie?
Oh, man. It takes me back. When? Yeah, in a pie.
I don't think you honestly... when it's cherry season...
I don't think the pies I've eaten have had real cherries in them, to be fair.
No, it doesn't. Like, when it's cherry season, either the Rainiers with the yellow still on them or just the Bing or whatever, I will go buy... I buy like one every time I'm at the grocery store.
We
just have cherries on the counter. That, remarkably, is exactly what a cherry tastes like.
Okay.
Now, when you fire down a nasty ass cherry Pop-Tart, that's cough syrup. It's different.
But the key is with any Pop-Tart, we can put our, I think we can all agree on this, gotta be toasted and gotta be frosted. Gotta have the icing.
The people who get the non-frosted just give up on yourself.
Yeah,
it's like
that's aggressive.
No, because it's like if you're already not being healthy, you think, oh, I'm saving the calories of the frosting. You're not. Just like what you've done is take something terrible and put it in your mouth. Like just do the frosting. Mm-hmm.
I've put butter on Pop-Tarts too. After you pull them out of the toaster, put a little butter
on
it. Pretty good.
On the frosting part?
Yeah, they talk about it in Family Guy. It's from there. So you put on the backside.
Okay.
And I've tried it, and it's pretty good.
I'm going to upset the room greatly. I almost never toast them. I just tear open the package and fire
Did
it
you
down.
Know one serving size, I think, is only one Pop-Tart? So why would they put two in a thing and then you can't reseal it?
Yeah.
Addiction?
Yeah, I think so.
Or they assume you have someone you love in your house that also shares your love.
Or you have
cough syrup flavored
No self-control.
Pop-Tarts. Yeah.
Good evening.
You have to wait for the music to start.
Well, I wanted... Right, I was over the Pop-Tart.
Okay, sorry. I get it. So was I.
The time. It's fine. Just...
Good evening. It turns out gaming is good for you.
No, it's
Everyone
not.
Rejoice.
Okay, this might be the first time in a long time I do a nope.
I only read the title anyways. I got hyped.
Because here's the thing.
Because Hogwarts Legacy is officially, they're creating a second one, and that makes me want to redo the
first
one.
I don't even know what that
means. It's the Harry Potter game that came... It's so, Mia would love it. It's so
Mia
good.
Mia used to play the Harry Potter...
Legos?
Lego game.
That's those are fire.
Those are fun to play. I'm going to say nope on this story because on behalf of parents everywhere, we don't need our teenage children
that's fair.
Getting wind of this. And like, because my son is the-
Noah, gaming's good for you.
He's the biggest a-hole. And I will say this to his face when he's gaming. Like you guys understand, I live in a palatial estate.
Yes.
If I'm in my living room, he is in another zip code in his room.
You sent a picture to the group the other day, and like it was Mia like miles away from you, and Noah was above.
Yes.
And just like you could barely, it was like you were on top.
Noah was in that picture?
Yeah, you could barely see him.
Zoom. When he's gaming, it's like, come on! And F.
Yeah.
And like it's too much.
That's not good.
It's way too much.
It's happened a couple times where people have like asked my son, like, oh, do you play video games? And he's five. And I'm like, hey, shut up.
Shut up.
Don't even bring
know.
It up.
Yeah. Everyone is a Joe Camel when it comes to video games. So I will not stand for it. Video games are still bad. No matter what you've heard on other shows or what Aaron, what
but
propaganda.
Like if you want to play games with me.
Good evening. More is another big day in history. 34 years ago. Pop group sensation Milli Vanilli was stripped of their Grammy Award because
that was today.
Yeah, it was found that they did not sing at all.
They really didn't sing at all.
At all, which I cannot believe. I've always heard. I don't remember that, but I have heard about Milli Vanilli.
Girl, you know it's true.
Yeah, I didn't know they didn't sing at all. I thought they just didn't. I thought.
Why do you keep doing that?
Because I'm emphasizing. It's like they're
you're not at all.
I don't think you have to do that.
But not at all. That session musicians had provided all the vocals.
Here's the weird thing about that, because it's not like it was Pavarotti, and you're like, oh, I got it. Like this was so well sung that it would be ridiculous to imagine these two dudes. They were pop songs. They were terrible.
Right.
So like, why couldn't you just let these guys, why couldn't you just learn these guys, teach them?
I don't know. Did they ever get to the bottom of this? Was it like a prank?
Was it one of your guys?
It was the same guy that created Milli Vanilli that created NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys.
That
documentary that you took my Netflix for or whatever.
I did.
He was a star maker.
Yeah.
And those dudes were gorgeous.
I think it was the same guy at least.
Right. The one guy had the green eyes and like, he's dead, I think.
I honestly don't know anything about Milli Vanilli.
They were just two handsome looking dudes with the dreads and the whole thing. And it was like, he was just a star maker. He was just like.
Was one Milli and one Vanilli? Were those their names?
No, it's much like Hootie and the Blowfish.
Which
no one in the band is named Hootie.
Can I tell you, I didn't know that guy was Hootie. I'm spacing
the Darius Rucker?
Yeah. No, I literally
He's
learned
not
that like
Hootie.
A year ago.
He's just in the band.
I didn't know that it was him.
Can I just say something? Like if you ever get the pleasure of meeting Darius Rucker, he loves it so much. If you approach him,
he does not say,
"Hey, Hootie,
you're the one
who just did it."
I just learned that was him.
It's not him.
I didn't know he was in the band.
He did sing on his album, though.
He did.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Are
you done?
Yeah.
Nope.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.